The Bush administration has condemned the assassination of a prominent commander of the Kurdish resistance in northern Iraq. A State Department spokesman told reporters that the United States had been working closely with General Shawkat Haji Mushir before he was gunned down last Saturday. The killing is being blamed on a Kurdish Islamist movement with ties to al-Qaeda. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.
Loudspeakers on the city's mosques came to life this morning as Muezzin heralded the beginning of the five-day Muslim holiday known as Qurban. But the normally festive atmosphere of the holiday was dampened this morning, and not just by the gray and rainy weather. 19-year-old Erja and his friend 20-year-old Surin were among the many people walking from house to house visiting their neighbors. Though they wore identical brightly colored party shirts, they said this year Qurban was not a happy holiday.
It's not a happy feast because if you compare it with the other feasts, because sometimes you are scared to go some places because of the threat of Ansar Islam group.
The young men were talking about a local group of violent Islamic fundamentalists called Ansar al-Islam. For 2 years, this Taliban-like movement of less than 1,000 fighters has waged a mini-civil war against the Kurdish administration here from a stronghold in the mountains along the border with Iran. Last weekend, what was supposed to be a meeting to discuss the possible surrender of more than 100 Ansar members instead turned into an elaborate and deadly ambush. Officials say Ansar members were in the middle of negotiations with General Shawkat Haji Mushir when they suddenly opened fire, killing him and 2 aides. 2 other officials were taken hostage, while at least 12 civilians were also killed or wounded in the attack. The region's ruling Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK, party says Ansar consists largely of Kurds, as well as more than 100 Arabs, many of whom came from Afghanistan after the Taliban's defeat. PUK Politburo member Adnan al-Mufti says Ansar is not acting alone.
They are now about 700 and 800 members. Of course, they have a relation with al-Qaeda. There are some relation with Baghdad, of course, talking information. We got information about it.
Secretary of State Colin Powell made similar claims during a speech before the United Nations Security Council earlier this month, when he called Ansar an al-Qaeda offshoot that had tested crude chemical weapons. Ansar spokesmen have denied the accusations. For more than 6 months, Ansar's fighters have been fortified in a group of mountain villages surrounded by a much larger PUK force. So why are they still there? Again, Adnan al-Mufti.
It's belong by many reasons. The first one is because they are in the border, very close to Iran, so it's not easy to fight them without supporting from Iran side, because if any attack to them, they can move to other area.
There's another possible reason. For months, the Kurds of northern Iraq have watched the U.S. prepare for a long-anticipated invasion and overthrow of the Baghdad regime. Local officials hope Washington will wipe out Ansar at the same time. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.